Kenya, why don't we start at the beginning? You are a performance artist, and this is this your first stint at being a playwright? What motivated you to write this piece?
This is my second full-length play. I've written one previewer in 2016 called Colorism, Breaking the Chains of Complexion, which won a Henry Award for Best New Play. So this is my second. I have a lot of shorts and a lot of other plays that I write as well that are like kind of 15 to 20 minute plays. But my whole inspiration for writing Happy to Be Nappy is because my whole basis on my artistry is to build awareness, to build education around the Black community, or for other communities to learn about the Black community, to learn that there are certain stories that we don't tell ourselves that don't normalize people of color. And so I would love to be the voice of that. I would love to be able to speak up in my artistry as a writer to tell our stories differently, or to celebrate ourselves instead of tragically. And so I think that Happy to Be Nappy is something that kind of was inspired by my daughter. I have a 10-year-old daughter. And at the time, I used to love doing her hair in Afro puffs and afros and very, very natural hairstyles. She went to a very diverse school. And so a lot of the girls, there were white girls, there were Hispanic girls, there were so many types of different type of cultures in her school that had different types of hair than she did. And so I found that she began to kind of envy that and started disliking her own hair. And me having to give her a lesson like, no, love yourself wasn't really working. Because she was surrounded by all these other influences. And so I decided to write a play kind of featuring her questioning her own hair and kind of giving that awareness told from a grandmother's perspective to her granddaughter. And it's so fitting that she's actually reading, my daughter is reading the play, or the part of the actual girl that was based on her in this reading. And it's really cool for her to kind of blossom in that role too. But so yeah, she was the whole basis and inspiration for me wanting to get this word out and this awareness to all little Black young girls, even to love their own hair, and to love themselves as well.
Can you tell me a bit about the show that will take place and what folks can experience?
So Firehouse Theater, they are doing a series of stage readings, and I was so fortunate to be a part of it. Of their series that they're starting. So it's going to be a staged reading. Right now, I am still kind of working out the fine, just kind of fine tuning, I mean, the kinks of this particular play. So I'm producing it as a stage reading first, just to get feedback, just to kind of develop the story a lot more from the audience, because I feel like it's not just my story, but it's a community of people that need to have their input. So I would like that to happen, but it's just going to be a stage reading, not just a very simple stage reading, but there will be some dramatization to it. There's going to be lights, there's going to be a sound, there's going to be music and images to kind of develop the story a little bit more. And I have amazing local actors that are going to be involved in this, so this is going to be a great show. But people can just expect a great stage reading that's very theatrical, very dramatic, and something that is educational all at the same time. We will be doing a talk back afterwards. The talk back is basically just to give feedback on what was seen, if there's any, additives, if there's any takeaways, if there's any relations. That's what I want to hear from the audience when we do our talk back, just so that I can make sure that I am giving justice to the piece as a culture, not just from my own perspective.
You had mentioned that this is the first step to potentially doing a full production. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I'm workshopping this particular piece with two different theaters at this time right now. I have a dramaturg. Dramaturg is basically the people that is like an editor of your play. They're gonna make sure that it flows and that it makes sense and that all things are in its place, I guess I would say. But yeah, I have a dramaturg from Athena Project, actually doing a piece on it as well, and then doing it with Firehouse. I feel like this is going to be something that will elevate it so that hopefully it can be produced by 2024 is my hope.
Do you have other things in the work coming up for you?
Yes, I am also directing a show at Firehouse Theater. It's called the Nakrima Society. We're going to be debuting that in January of 2024. So getting revved up for that. I am also going to be performing with Colorado Symphony this winter for their their show. That's going to be cool. They actually have a performer come in while they play, or a poet, or someone come in. So those are the things that are coming up for right now. It's been a busy year already, so I'm just grateful for all of it.
That's coming up in the future in January at Firehouse. You're directing, but coming up tomorrow night as well as Sunday night is a reading of your new play, Happy to Be Nappy, exploration of the experience of Black hair. It sounds wonderful. There will be a playwright talk back. For more information, for reservations, for tickets, where could people go?
Yes, you guys can go to firehousetheatercompany.com. There are a couple of links on the site that you can kind of register for, or you can just show up.
We're speaking with performing artist Kenya Fashaw, the playwright to Happy to Be Nappy. Kenya, thank you so much for speaking with me.
No problem, Veronica. Thank you.